You don't want it to just be challenging for the most capable person in your formation, because then you're gonna crush everybody below them and they're gonna, feel awful. And you don't want to just make it challenging for the less capable folks in your formation, because then you're not gonna challenge the folks up high. You have to consistently work to identify how you can make the experience one that elevates everyone, hopefully simultaneously.
Welcome to the Spartan DECA series on Spartan Up with Jared Cogswell, Director of Sport, and Yancey Culp, Director of Programming.
What's up, Spartans? Hey, today is part two with three times CrossFit Games athlete and former U.S. Army Captain Chandler Smith. Today, we're gonna talk about what it looks like when we're truly committed and dedicated to our passion, purpose, and other people. And you're gonna find out why I call this man a global motivator.
This episode of Spartan Up is brought to you by FitAid. Race dirty, recover clean with FitAid Sports Recovery Drink. Visit lifeaidbevco.com and enter the code Spartan30 at checkout to get 30% off their full line of functional lifestyle beverage blends and go powder sticks.
Put us in your headspace, 2020. You're standing in a gym. I don't remember what gym it was. You're looking up at a big screen. They're getting ready to announce the top five, and you get announced 2 points behind, I believe it was Adler. Dude, put us in your headspace right there, because I watched you handle it, and you handled it as Chandler. You handled it well, but like, give us the true serum, like what was going on in your headspace, and then what did that placement do for you? Because I know that meant that you weren't going to be in the final five competing. So take us back there, man.
I think it's a practice trait just like anything else. There's always a saying, again, Army training, like when folks say that if you're a leader, you can't have a bad day. Because if you have a bad day, then like the guys are all the folks that you're in charge of are gonna have a bad day. Like you owe it to them to at least be able to keep the face together, so that way their days aren't ruined because you have the inordinate ability to affect like the outcome of their day. So I think in the moment that reaction was for everyone around me, because I had a lot of friends there and folks who wanted to see me doing really well. I'd been messing around with the Train and Think Tank guys and that crew for like 5 years. I wasn't coached by them or anything, but just like they're friends. And I had some of my friends from Fort Benning come out. Like a lot of people who cared about me were out there, and I knew they were disappointed. And I knew if I broke down, like that's going to make it really awkward for everybody. So you kind of got to keep it together in the moment. But then afterwards, I was definitely super, super bummed. And it's interesting now, because this last year at the games ended up being my worst year that I've had so far. I finished 21st versus 15th and 6th in the previous 2 years. So it'd be super awesome to have it be this. And what I was hoping for was that it would be, this like story where it's a catalyst for improved performance down the road. I take all this anger and frustration and turn it into an awesome result. And I don't think I was able to do that for a number of reasons, but I definitely struggled to like come back. And I don't know. There's a big amount of hurt. And when you really dedicate yourself to something, like that's when you open yourself up to being hurt. Like if you weren't committed and you didn't care, then it wouldn't be a big deal to not do well, because you know that's what you earned at some level. But I think like my training, especially like the couple months after, and in a sport as competitive as CrossFit, you can't have a bad couple months. That's 20% of your training time for the year if you have two bad months. But the 2 months afterwards, I did a lot of fitness that I enjoyed doing. Like it's not like a normal breakdown story. I love jujitsu. I love grappling. So I did a ton of grappling, but I definitely didn't focus as much on training because it was painful at the time for me to train. And that's something that I should have done a better job of getting over. But, I guess I lacked the emotional maturity to do that. And hopefully if I'm in a similar situation, which to some degree I was this year, I missed the cut line for the top 20 at the games this year by another similarly small margin. And that was frustrating, but at least I was grateful that I'd had that 2020 experience to learn from and be like, all right, well, it stinks. I know the last thing you want to do right now is train or like, start looking towards next year. But the only way to make next year better is by getting uncomfortable and kind of facing those things down sooner rather than later. And hopefully, at least with like my performance most recently at the Rogue Invitational, I feel like I'm trending back towards the right direction. So I'm happy with that. But at the very least, if I've learned that lesson emotionally and it's something I can use for myself going forward, the next time I'm disappointed by something in sports or outside of sports, or is something I can relate to somebody who's experiencing their own disappointment, then it's worthwhile. So I'm just, the whole like no losses, only lessons thing is something that I really try to actually live by, because you can assign meaning to the best outcomes and the worst outcomes, and it can be equally valuable if you choose to believe it.
I knew it was going to be a podcast full of mic drops, JC. I love it.
Chandler, you talked earlier, just a second ago, about, you know, representing different groups that you're connected with and so forth. And sometimes we talk about this in mastermind groups and so forth. We talk about legacy. We talk about how we want to be remembered, you know, so that we're intentional about this life on this planet as we have it. What are the things that you want to leave to, you know, those people that watch you and root for you and connect with you? What are the things that you want to be remembered for?
That's a really good question. I think, everyone's the sum of all the lessons kind of that were imparted on them. And the West Point motto specifically is one that always sticks out. I'm sure my classmates will say it's corny for me bringing this up, but it relates. It's duty, honor, country, right? And those are supposed to be like the three things that drive you at West Point. And then also, you know, are kind of like a general guideline for decision-making, and understanding that the behavior you're supposed to have and represent as an officer in the United States Army. And the duty and the country parts have kind of fallen away. Those aren't as applicable to being a professional doer of burpees, but the honor part is still huge. And so I always want to be able to look back and say that I competed honorably, that I was, you know, like a good competitor, that I trained hard, trained the right way, treated people with respect. Because that's like the most, I don't know, I think that's the part that people remember more than anything else. If you win 100 times in a row, then people remember that. But I haven't won 100 times in a row. That might not be kind of my thing. But if I do this in a way where I'm bringing people positivity or helping make other folks better, and like that's something that I may be more qualified to do than other folks, because it's something that's like near and dear to my heart and something I care about. If that's like whatever you're in position to do best, I can't, you know, be a father to someone else's kids. Like that's someone else's role. Like they're in the position to do that best, so they have to do that best. But for where I'm at and what I've been given, I think that that's kind of where I can most maximize my talent. So that's what I always think about. It's like, I want to finish this, be able to look my kids, look anybody who asked me about my career, say that I did everything I could to be the best version of myself competing. And then also that I did it honorably. So that's what I'm looking for.
Thank you for that. You know, I'm curious, what do you do for fun besides, you know, throw weights around and burn up the lungs? What are the things that you like to do on the side?
Wow. This is a work in progress as well. Finding balance. And it's actually very interesting. Something that Hunter talked to me a lot about after I got out of the Army this last May. And something he was telling me was like, if you're going to be a professional, there's kind of this temptation it's easy to fall into of just always doing more training. Like you can get sucked into where all you're doing is training. And I do think the pursuit of being the best at anything requires like a single-mindedness, but there still needs to be an element of balance. So I'm continuously working on trying to find that balance. It was kind of provided for me with having the Army duties and responsibilities to balance out the competing in fitness. And now I'm trying to figure that out a little bit more. I played disc golf a bunch last year, and I make concentrated efforts to hang out with, make time outside the gym with my girlfriend and with like a group of friends I have up here. But outside of reading, which also even then kind of serves like a recovery slash like distraction purpose, I don't know if I have a good set of hobbies, which, you know, for better or for worse, is something that I'm kind of, I don't know if it's something I need to fix, but I'm trying to figure out the balance for it, and I haven't quite figured it out just yet.
Yeah, Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Come back to Denver. You're invited. We'll go climb some mountains together and fill up your spirit.
Oh, I love Denver. I grew up in Park Row. My dad was out with the Broncos. I love Colorado. Love the mountains. So that is something. I try to go there after competitions, but even then, it's like, you know, you want to go there. You're up at altitude. You can take the intensity down and still be making adaptations. So it's like, are you? Because I spent a week up at Matt Bickle's, like right after the games, for that exact purpose. Right, like I was like, all right, can relax, but then also get red blood cell count up, and it's like, so you know where fitness ends and where fun begins. Like trying to keep those things separate, but also recognizing that it's a zero sum game, and the time that you spend having fun is time that you're not spending getting better. Finding that exact ratio is something that I have not figured out yet.
Yeah.
One thing we, just about every episode we have, Chandler, we really want it to be an educational session that we like to say pulls maybe young men and women, or old men and women for that matter, to the edge of their seat. And it's like, I got something out of that. That makes me want to be a better person. I'm going to read another quote. And one, the 3 days I hung out with you, I was like, that's somebody I want to be more like. So I think that's the persona that, you know, hanging out with you, I just felt that, honestly. And that's why I was, one, geeked up about having you on the show. But I'm going to read another quote. And one very specific statement or question at the end of that I want you to really think about. Master Sergeant Glenn Grabs is quoted as saying, "As an overall athlete, Smith is relentless and the true embodiment of the warrior spirit. Captain Chandler Smith is not only a great soldier, but he's a great person. When I see him interact with people at competitions or in public, he goes the extra step to connect with people. That's just who he is as a person and what makes him so remarkable." One, I want, and I don't want to forget this piece of it. At any age, can that be coached? You've led us down the path of some of the very influential things in your life that put you at that place, that put you in a better position rolling into West Point, and just situations to where you handle things in a way that I would arguably say that most people don't handle them that way. Can it be coached at no matter what age you are? And if there's anybody or any specific thing that you might have left out throughout the 45 minutes we've been on, who really helped you lay your foundation? As we like to say, pushed, as that foundation was curing, pushed more sticks of rebar in that foundation to make it stronger.
Yeah. Easy answers for both of those. So one, it definitely can be coached. I think it's a very easy thing to just start caring more about other people. But there's, I know folks are like, there's one thing that was a part of me when I was young, and it's important to like learning everybody's name as quickly as possible. And sometimes it's hard to remember names. You're in situations where there's a lot of folks, but you can cheat, right? Like you can write folks' names down, but then like the second order effect of, even if you have to reference, you know, the note you took on your phone saying, "Yancey, very handsome, great hair." Like, and then, so when you come back, you're like, "Hey, Yancey, good to see you again." That the where the conversation goes from that point versus where the conversation goes when you're like, "Oh shoot, I don't remember this person's name. I gotta kind of like try and end the conversation early because I don't want them to think that I forgot their name or to know it, blah blah blah." That's a huge one. So like I think that's something I always recommend to folks, and it's a little thing, but it makes people feel super important, just as it makes me feel important. People remember my name. And I also, there's been a few instances, and this is from like, you know, the role of athletes as role models, being on both sides of growing up around athletes. I remember there was a few athletes that I, you know, wanted to get the chance to like say, "Hey, like, I really, you know, I like how good you are at your sport. And, you know, just want to like say that I appreciate that." And like, they were closed off to it. And how much that hurt and how bad that made me feel. And it's, at the end of the day, it's sports. It's not that serious, right? Like, you're good at throwing a ball, you're good at doing burpees, you're going to be bad at that or dead in 80 years, just like the rest of us. Like, it's not that great. So making connections with people, at events or in the gym is super important, because just because I'm marginally better than some folks at a physical skill doesn't mean I'm any sort of different as a person. I'm just the same as everybody else. So that kind of like humility is not, it's not fake. It's like, it's a real thing, because it is just a skill set. If I was born 15 years earlier, then, you know, the fact that I love doing burpees would have been good for nothing. Or, you know, if I'm born 15 years down the road when every CrossFit athlete's 6'8" and 300 pounds and can clean 500 pounds, and it's also good, you know. So I recognize that there's a lot of external factors that make it seem like I'm really good at something, but the situation has played an outstanding role, and I put in work and everything, but I try not to give myself too outstanding of a role. So everyone's just as important as everybody else. It's a super easy thing to remember, but right now names is like, that's something I think that has helped me make a lot of connections with folks. And I always recommend, if you aren't good at memorizing people's names, start writing them down. And I think it helps make the connections.
We'll be right back to this conversation, but first, a little bit from today's sponsor, FitAid. FitAid is a clean sports recovery drink. Race dirty, recover clean. You've heard us say it before. FitAid is 45 calories, certified non-GMO tested, vegan, paleo-friendly, certified gluten-free, kosher, and never contains any artificial colors, flavors, sweeteners, or sodium. Even the zero sugar option, it's keto-friendly and has only 5 calories, and it's naturally sweetened with monk fruit and stevia. And then there's FitAid's recovery blend. It has glutamine, glucosamine, turmeric, BCAAs, omega-3s, CoQ10, a full B complex, and electrolytes. It's perfect for after your workout, your hike, your bike ride, or your race. Can you imagine drinking a plain old soda when you could have this? FitAid is a product of LifeAid, the functional beverage company, and they're an official partner of our Spartan Race series. Listen, each ice-cold can of FitAid, it contains ingredients to help your body recover, and it never contains any artificial flavors or sweeteners. So visit LifeAidBevCo.com, enter the code Spartan30 at checkout, and save 30%. Plus, you get fast, free shipping. Okay, back to the interview.
And then as far as people who helped, it wouldn't be a podcast without me mentioning, first off, Jimmy Rafferty, when I got to my freshman year of West Point. He was the team captain, and this guy's stud, but was an amazing mentor, how he lived his life, and how he trained, how he approached everything as far as being a cadet, because we're measured physically, you're measured militarily, you're measured academically, and then, you know, within that physical, you also kind of have the element of sport. He put all of his energy towards all of that, and that's kind of what it set the example for being a good cadet, but also as an officer, you're balancing, you know, you got a ton of irons in the fire. You got your home life, you've got your soldiers, you got to stay in shape, you got to make your boss happy, you got to make your subordinates happy, all these different things. And recognizing that you can pursue a lot of different things at the same time, that I got that from him. And then the example that the wrestling coaches that I had along the way, specifically Coach Waikira in high school, Coach Heskett for my first few years of college, and Coach Ward, all those folks increasingly showed, like, stretched me out to show me what was possible as far as the work that you're capable of doing, because you're going to push yourself to a point on your own. But having a good environment, and that starts with leadership, and those folks as leaders help produce environments where even as one of maybe the more fit athletes in the space, I was consistently challenged because they made an environment that was challenging, not just for me, not just for everybody. So in environments where I get the opportunity to be a leader, that's like something I've always tried to do is, you know, you want it to be as challenging. You don't want it to just be challenging for the most capable person in your formation, because then you're going to crush everybody below them, and they're going to, you know, feel awful. And you don't want to just make it challenging for the less capable folks in your formation, because then you're not going to challenge the folks up high. You have to consistently work to identify how you can make the experience one that elevates everyone, hopefully simultaneously. And they all did a really good job of that. And I know I wouldn't be here without any of those guys. So give them a big shout out whenever I can.
Man. Chandler,
love this, you know, episode.
Yeah, Yancey was geeking out, you know, excited that you were coming on, and I totally get it. And you have, I think, you know, Yancey mentioned mic drops, and we probably have 8 to 10 life lessons in this one episode. And I just appreciate you taking the time. I appreciate you, you know, just being sincere and honest with us. I also appreciate you serving our country, which Yancey and I call our most important, athletes.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm just excited to see how this one plays out. And I am, like I said earlier, I'm rooting for you, man. I just really appreciate what you're all about. And that means more than just performance. I do have one last question. When are we going to get you in the DECA arena?
Yeah.
I got to get my endurance up a great deal. It's interesting because within the pursuit, just as with DECA, like the optimal DECA athlete looks different than the optimal CrossFit athlete looks different, like than everything. And I think at this point in my career, I recognize that because I probably maybe don't have the optimal skill set for being a CrossFitter, I have to be like really intentional with the time I spend as far as training. But I'm always down for a challenge. I'd have to make sacrifices to my fitness for my main job to put out a performance I'd be proud of, because as Yancey was witness to, me and Hep and Sweeney, but mostly me, got spanked up in Tahoe. And as much as it was a great learning experience and I was able to make a lot of connections and everything, I think I just want to be able to give a performance that I could be proud of. And I recognize the time and energy that it would take to even be remotely competitive with the level of athletes that you guys have out there. So it might be a little while, but you have my word that I'll do it.
All right.
I'll tell you something real quick. We have the three different activations. The DECA Strong is no running. And if you go look at that female leaderboard, 7 of the top 10 females are CrossFit Games athletes. So that's the one that they love. Sam Briggs held our record for a while. You got people like Taylor Williamson, Christy Ermo up there. There's a bunch of cyborg females that kind of own that female leaderboard. So there's definitely a spot for you in that DECA Strong arena. I do got to tell you one super quick story, because some things come full circle here. I met my crazy co-host here at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, when we were coaching the U.S. Army together. You know, we got the captain here. So we worked with Alpha Warrior and the U.S. Army Boss Strong program. And in 2018, we were selected. It was my second year, and we were selected for 18. To, you know, these 5 teams of 6 come, like 175 bases compete, and the 5 teams make it. And JC and I lived in a 16-foot RV for 16 days, and that's how we really got to know each other. So you mentioned soldier power while you were talking about your finger incident, and we got to experience firsthand the amazing power that soldier power is mentally and physically. So as Jared said, thank you so freaking much for your service. First off, everything else you've done is great. I do consider you a mentor and accountability partner, and I love having people that I can lean in on and say, you know, I'm going to have that person sitting on my shoulder today, and I think about them, and I'll be a better version of myself if I act and carry myself more like them. So props to you, man. As Jared said, we do need more Chandler Smiths in the world.
I'm gonna just riff off that and say I am super lucky that you say that, but it's also a little unfair, because whenever you get to do something like this, you don't get to talk about all the times that you messed up and all the stuff that you don't do well. And there's still plenty of those things, but I'm glad that you guys gave me a chance to maybe talk about some of the things that I've been able to learn or pick up from folks smarter than I am, and hopefully other people around can learn a thing or two from all that and make themselves a little bit better as well. So, or give me some feedback so I can make myself a little bit better. So I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah. Keep inspiring. Thanks, man. Appreciate you.
Global motivator.
Global motivator.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the DECA series on Spartan Up Podcast. Spartan Up is your partner in resilience for mind, body, and spirit. We're here 3 days every week. Tuesdays, you can find Joe DeSena, founder and CEO of Spartan, interviewing biohackers, business leaders, authors, and athletes. Thursdays and Saturdays, catch episodes from our DECA, Endurance, Trail, Combat, and La Ruta series. Do you know someone who needs a little nudge? Maybe they could use some motivation, tactics, to be stronger, healthier, happier, more successful. Tell them about our show. And if you're watching on YouTube, leave us a comment. We want to know who's watching and who's listening. Thanks. See you next time. This episode of Spartan Up is brought to you by FitAid. Race dirty, recover clean with FitAid Sports Recovery Drink. Visit lifeaidbevco.com and enter the code SPARTAN30 at checkout to get 30% off their full line of functional lifestyle beverage blends and Go Powder Sticks.